This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Billy Horschel is the defending champion at this week's Zurich Classic. He's now one of the top 50 players in the world. And it's a pleasure to welcome Billy Horschel back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Billy.
How you doing?
I'm good. Is it still weird? Is it still a weird feeling that the media wants to talk to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, whenever you get media requests, it's always a good thing. Yeah, I mean, obviously being defending champion and this, that, you know, you're going to get some media requests, and I'm more than willing to do whatever needs to be done this week.
There you go. Let me tell you a quick story about the Masters. I came out Tuesday morning, and you were playing a practice round and out there on 15, and these three couples came up and stood next to me, and they immediately said, "Oh, there's Billy Horschel." And I thought, hey, that's pretty impressive. Because, you know, you could have been Webb Simpson to certain.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty neat. There's some recognition going on.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit more recognition. Obviously, my play last year helped. But I think wearing those octopus pants at the U.S. Open maybe did a little bit more than my play, possibly.
The putt you made last year, that Sunday night, a year ago, does it seem like it was a week ago?
You know, it seems like a long time ago.
Does it really?
It does. Yeah, it does. You know, it's been a while since I've seen a putt of that length go in. So, yeah, but I mean, it's cool. I mean, I've obviously played a practice on yesterday, and then playing out here in the Pro-Am and being on that hole, you know, it's just cool to think about making that putt. And, you know, it's just so weird because it seemed like it happened so fast, me making the putt and everything going on. You know, I really don't remember taking time and looking around and looking at the fans and then soaking in the moment. I just such a big blur right now to me that I can't remember anything that happened. And I actually don't even remember the feeling I had. I know it was a feeling of, you know, enjoyment and accomplishment, but I don't remember the exact feeling I had when I made that putt and when I thought about it.
So do you think when you get in that position again that you'll take a little more time for the moment, or do you think it'll be a different reaction?
I just hope when I win again, I'll take a little bit more time to soak it in and to realize what this feeling is like. Because even when I went home the week after the Zurich, I couldn't remember what that exact feeling was like to soak in everything that was going on. So next time, hopefully this week, if I'm able to do it and get in that circle, you know, I'll just soak it in a little bit more.
With the win came some neat opportunities. You had a nice finish at the Tour Championship last year. Then you got to go overseas and play. Did you enjoy the Asian trips late last year?
I did. I had a blast. You know, I went to Malaysia and played over in Kuala Lumpur. I went to the HSBC in China, and then about a couple weeks later, I went back over in Japan and played the Dunlop Phoenix event. It was my first time being over there in those countries, and they were really great. I had enjoyed my time over there. The people were nice. The food was a little bit different, but I enjoyed it. And you know, just for me, I like experiencing different cultures and see the way people in other parts of the country live. So I had a blast with it, and I'm looking forward to hopefully going back over there this year again.
You you said you'd like to see those putts drop again. It kind of looks like a bit of a mixed bag coming into the Zurich. You had some top 10 finishes early in the year. How's the game been progressing lately?
It's really been progressing in the right form. You know, I've been doing some really good things. My ball striking has been really good the last, last 2 weeks, obviously. But I've felt like the last couple months has been really, really good. I've worked hard on my short game to make it more consistent on a daily basis. And right now, I'm just trying to get the ball in the hole. I didn't putt very well at Augusta. I know a lot of people want to blame the greens, but I really can't blame the greens. I didn't hit many good putts. And so I made a putter switch this past right before Hilton Head, the Heritage event. I went to a new Ping Karsten B60 with a little grooves on the Truro technology, and I finally rolled the ball the way I wanted, hitting my lines with the speed and everything. And unfortunately, I had a lot of putts slip out, but I was just excited that I'm finally starting to feel like I'm rolling the ball the way I want and doing the things I want. So with that being said, I feel like, you know, just a matter of time before I get some putts to drop and get a little bit more confidence and hopefully get on another big roll here.
We are talking with Billy Horschel. He's defending this week in New Orleans. Tell me about your Masters experience.
Yeah, it was fun. I mean, it's everything I expected. I didn't get caught up in the moment. You know, I'm not a big guy to get, you know, shocked by, you know, by seeing celebrities or actors or whoever it may be. You know, I just see them as the regular people. So it doesn't, I'm not all goo-goo and gaga over people. And it's the same thing with the Masters. It was fun to be there and to play in Augusta and play the tournament. But I have high expectations of what things are going to be like. And they met my expectations easily, and everyone was so nice. Everyone who was in the green jackets and all the volunteers were so great. The fans were awesome, and I had a really a fun time, and looking forward to hopefully being back there for many more years to come.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned your putting at Augusta National. When I went online to look at some of the stats, I saw that you hit like over 70% of the greens that week, but for some reason, I guess the Masters does not have a strokes gained putting stat, so I couldn't tell how well you putted, but I gathered by you hitting that many greens that maybe putting was an issue.
Yeah, I have a stats guy, and he told me Sunday morning, because we knew my, you know, the reason I wasn't, you know, up there near the lead on Sunday was because of my putting, and he just pretty much said, you know, you lost over 3 days, I've lost 7.5 shots to the field and putting. And, you know, that's just the average of the field. So that doesn't say how much I lost to the leaders, which could have possibly been, you know, maybe 10, 12 shots.
Sure.
Depending on how they were winning. So, you know, strokes gained category that week, I was probably like a negative 2.5 for putting.
Finish this sentence. The toughest thing, and maybe we've just talked about it, the toughest thing about Augusta National is?
Oh, man, that's a good question. Toughest thing about Augusta National is, you know, I know a lot of people want to say the greens, but just not getting caught up in everything that's going on.
Mm.
You got to think about it as it is a big event, and you've watched it for so many years on TV, that it's just another tournament. It's another tournament that has tees. It's another tournament that has a fairway, and it's another tournament that has a green and has a hole in it, and you're trying to get the ball into the hole. I think a lot of guys get a little bit caught up, you know, some guys who are rookies, first timers there, and get caught up in the moment. And I think when they get over that, you know, after that first year, then they seem to play well the next couple of years, too. So I think also experience of the golf course and learning where to hit it and yeah, this and that. But I think we're such quick learners out here, we understand where you can't hit it, so and where you can miss it. So just not getting caught up in the moment and the greens. You know, some putts are a lot faster than what they look like, and other putts are a lot slower than what they look like.
Finish this one. The best thing about Augusta National is?
Oh, the best thing about Augusta National is, you know, being in one of the coolest golf courses, most prestigious golf courses there possibly is in the world.
Before I let you go, you say you got a brand new putter in the bag. Different kind of question. Tell me about the club that's been in your bag the longest. What's the oldest club you have in your bag?
Oh. I've switched to a newer. I mean, I've had the S55 iron since the end of last year. I put a newer set in. So obviously they've been in for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. Probably like my 5-wood I've had in my bag since, I think, for 2 years now. So I don't switch a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Once I find something that I like, I keep it in the bag. Sometimes, you know, depending on, you know, my swing's gotten better and certain things, the spin rate on my driver and 3-wood changes a little bit. So we just had to tweak those a little bit. But it was the putter for the longest time. It'd been in there for almost 3-4 years, so. It was a little bit hard to give it up, but it just needed a change.
He is Billy Horschel. He is defending this weekend at the Zurich. Play well, Billy. Thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure.